With Montana News, I'm Nora Sachs. On Thursday, about 60 people huddled around tables in the back room of the Butte Brewing Company, not drinking, but poring over maps of the Upper Silver Bow and Blacktail Creek corridors at the second in a series of community design workshops.
I'm putting a sticker on this. I love this amphitheater. I think.
The maps offered a first glance at what kind of green spaces and amenities could populate those corridors 5, 10, or 15 years from now, once massive piles of historic mine waste are removed and the Superfund cleanup in Butte is finished. Landscape architect Stacy Robinson said some clear patterns emerged from the first community workshops held earlier this month.
Trails, by far, far and away, trails was heavily weighted. Signage and interpretation, kind of telling the history of the place, and then community gathering space.
Natural children's play areas and public art also topped the list. Robinson and his firm, Land Design, Inc., were hired by Atlantic Richfield to design what that 120 acres in the heart of Butte will look like once the cleanup is over. Atlantic Richfield, Butte Silver Bow County, the State Department of Environmental Quality, and the Environmental Protection Agency are currently negotiating a final Superfund cleanup deal for Butte. A representative from Atlantic Richfield said the company has the budget to execute the land use plans under discussion, but would not share what that budget is because they are under confidential settlement negotiations. Robinson says their biggest challenge now is to
acknowledge and recognize as much of the feedback as we got and balance that both with the sites and what they offer, and also balancing that with the remedy requirements.
Residents tangled with the conceptual plans under their noses, discussing everything from how to encourage winter recreation to improving public safety to where to put more native trees. County Commissioner Cindy Shaw brought up a point that was on a lot of people's minds: how to share these new green spaces and have an impact beyond Butte.
And I think it's going to open up just some venues that we've never seen before. I'm really excited about that. And invitation, the trailways, the idea of, you know, having some food vendors, bike rentals, like Dory said, just invitation. We want it to be a destination. And, you know, anything called a slag canyon sounds like a destination, doesn't it?
The landscape architect team will synthesize this second round of crowdsourced ideas over the next month and reveal a more finalized plan to the public in October. In Butte, I'm Nora Sachs, Montana Public Radio.